lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster.
From the heart of loving Broadway, you know, I just realized we didn't actually do a sound check on the pre-show.
I was thinking you were just kind of looking at stuff.
I was, but I wasn't really paying attention. So, here we go.
Here we go.
It's Valentine's Day, and love is in the air around the Podzilla 1985 offices. I love my new television. I got a 4K TV for my bedroom because we bought it before shit went down. Or maybe it was after.
It was after.
Who the fuck knows?
I was gonna say, was it retail therapy or was it just...
No.
No, it got bought while stuff was going down.
Yeah.
Ew.
It was, you know what? It's a good TV. It's a discounted TV. It was only about $270. So we didn't break the bank. We got a pretty good 4K TV to our bedroom. It's not as good as the one in the living room, but, you know, it's pretty good for what I use it for, which is really,
really
nothing.
My
name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your very lovesick host for the night, although you could take the love off of it and I'll just be sick because I'm not in love. Fuck love. Love is a four-letter word. It's a piece of shit, and I hope it dies a horrible death and it goes down to hell with all the unbaptized babies. Next to me at the end of the table is Jesse Kimball.
Oh, my.
Do you feel awkward yet?
No. Shannon makes me feel uncomfortable sometimes, but it's not for shit like that.
It's
the self-deprecating stuff, like, that doesn't hit me. There are certain things that Shannon sometimes says off the air.
Oh, no.
And occasionally on the air.
So you need to clarify so people don't think I'm out there, like, holding rallies. Like a president.
Do I need to?
I don't know. Do I say bad things?
No, well, I don't think you're holding rallies. Sometimes you say some stuff in our company that you perhaps wouldn't say in mixed company.
Oh, not true. There's nothing that I say in front of my white friends that I wouldn't say in front of any of my other friends.
Well, that's not what I meant.
I'm not saying, oh, mixed company. What, you mean like a mixed person?
What? Just move on. Move past it.
Women?
Move past it.
Okay. Lindsay Wolfgang to my right.
What?
Right.
Was that a direction?
Yeah. Well, left. Directing you to speak.
I'm talking. Hi.
Hi. And drawing a little furry is Allie Hebert, joining us on the Thursday show once again.
Hi. It's Evie.
She's been drawing a bunch of these little guys lately. I don't know what she's doing with them.
Drawing Evie. She's probably going to sell them.
At the con, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Yeah. We're gearing up for Cape Comic Con. Coming April 26th, 27th, 28th, I believe. Have to touch base with Ken Murphy. Quick pet peeve. I hate the term touch base. I absolutely hate when bosses have ever told me, yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. Fuck your base.
They want to touch your base.
Fuck. I don't know why those words irritate me so much. It's like when someone calls the store and says, hey, I've got a question. And you're like, I assume, motherfucker.
Cool. So what'd you call?
So is that the question? If you can ask me the question, what are you watching down there? Is there football going on somehow?
No. I'm looking at the Idol Heroes, that game I'm addicted to. Like,
why am I the only one that doesn't get to play with things while we're on the show?
I mean, you could.
Right. I'm too tired.
You've got a laptop in front of you.
Someone's got to run the fucking thing.
Yeah, well. I mean, I usually have my phone up there. Like, if football's going on, for example, like, Asa would get a little upset at me during, you know, football season if we were doing a night show. And I would just kind of have, like, I wouldn't have the game playing, but I would have, like, the play-by-play going.
Yeah, like the game cast or whatever.
Yeah.
Because remember how pissed off we used to get when people got on devices? Because you and I were, like, the only ones that didn't. Everyone else that came on the show was on their cell phone or doing something. And we used to get so irritated by it.
Yeah. I mean, in fairness, like, I still get a little bit irritated. Whenever it's mostly, like, a paying attention thing. Like, if I say something that very clearly is warranting, you know, input from the rest of the table... And I look around
and everybody's
and
just
like,
got their nose buried in their phones.
Right. And whether they're looking stuff up for the show or not, like, regardless, it's just there ends up being like a small moment of silence. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm alone on this one.
Chirp, 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 and chirp crickets.
So yeah, that whenever that happens, I get pretty annoyed because it's like, okay, well, clearly you're not paying attention to what's happening.
Clearly what I'm saying is boring you.
Well, not necessarily that, just... not paying attention to what's going on.
I want to apologize to anyone that thinks Dari is hosting the show. Lindsay doesn't hear it in the voice, but I do. I am currently sick. and will probably be sick for a couple of days, and I hate it. I hate it. I wanted to go home and rest. Jesse would not let me.
Accurate.
I mean,
like, literally, I asked it twice. Fair, I was like, hey, you want to do the show without me? Jesse's like, no.
I recall last week you saying, I wish I could get sick. I never get sick.
I really did.
Why would you say that?
Because I haven't been sick in like 2 years. Like, I haven't even gotten a head cold. And I was so like, I was starting to get worried. I'm like, all right, ever since I've had this heart issue stuff and I've gotten to take care of it, I haven't really gotten sick. And I'm worried, what if my immune system is like dormant? And
that's not how that works.
It's and like something, you know, something bad's going to happen.
You're worried about like the karmic repercussions of,
yeah, like
not getting sick for like a while.
I don't get sick. And then the sickness that I get kills me. Immune system's like, we don't know what to do anymore.
I mean, in fairness, like I kind of feel like that quite pretty frequently as well, especially right now. Well, because if you take out sinus infections, I haven't been like actually sick since I was in college. And when I got sick there was when I was in the hospital for a few days and racked up a colossal bill.
Well, see, I've never been that sick.
Yeah, in total, like after everything, it was like $20,000.
No. No, it wasn't. Yeah. Please God, no.
Yeah, I spent...
Just for them to hook you up to a machine and come bring you soup?
Hey, I spent 3 days in the hospital. Yeah, it was $13,000 for the hospital stay. Turns out I had it was pneumonia, a sinus infection, and a stomach virus that had been going around. All that kind of hit me at once.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. They had no, they thought I was dying. They had no idea what was wrong with me. They were testing me for everything. I went in, like, I got admitted with a fever of like 105 or some shit like that. Like, it was bad.
I don't think I have a fever. Do I have a fever? Someone check me.
You're a little clammy. If you do, it's low grade.
Allie, check me. Hold a second.
My hands are cold.
Well, you're working. Your hands are freezing.
Then you should have just said, keep them there.
Yeah, the icy touch of death over here. Well, we couldn't be happier that you joined us tonight. It's a very special episode, unlike any other. This is literally the only episode we're ever going to do on February 14th, 2019.
It is an uncommon
occasion.
Because
it's the end of the world.
Yeah. I don't think that's accurate.
No.
Like, I think someone just repackaged that.
Okay.
She sent me the bill, the Ghostbusters 2, The World's Gonna End on February 14th.
I think that was last year.
I think it's every year.
I think the actual movie
says 2018
for last year.
I'm looking it up.
Because I'm pretty sure
it's 16.
16, okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. People just
keep repackaging
just
it.
Just keep repackaging it.
I just sent it to you because it was like Ghostbusters, so.
It's kind of like the Back to the Future thing, uh-huh, where that was every year for like 6 years.
Right.
Before it finally, like, the actual date ended, and then it went a year after that too.
I want to talk about some things that I love tonight because it's Valentine's Day, and I also mentioned to Allie earlier, I was like, we should talk about our favorite, like, couples, you know, like movies and comics, like what's
fictional couples.
Yeah, what's your favorite love stories that you've ever seen? So we might talk about a little bit of that tonight too. We've got a motherfucker of the week, and originally it was going to be, I think Dalton said it, and he hit it pretty close to the head, that Activision Blizzard could be the motherfuckers of the week because they laid off almost 800 people.
Yeah.
In their...
Goddamn Activision.
Well, geez, they only made record sales last year. What do you want from them?
Yeah, apparently it was like Activision needed to... Or Activision was consolidating a lot of the employees from Blizzard into their own stuff. So especially like from the marketing took the biggest hit.
And esports.
Esports was like up there too because they got rid of like, they're not going to work on Heroes of the Storm esports at all anymore.
Right. Heroes of the Storm is dead.
Yep. Anything Heroes of the Storm that Blizzard was doing is done. Which is,
I feel like that game's probably going to die soon.
Yeah. I mean like MOBAs in general, like that's a dying trend.
Ever since the Battle Royales came out, that's the new hotness.
Yeah, that's the new hotness. MOBAs aren't really a big deal anymore. So League of Legends will survive because it's obviously the most popular. But yeah, no, I imagine like Heroes of the Storm is going to be going for a few more years, I'm sure. Just like any official sanctioned esports stuff is done. And then, yeah, they like a bunch of the marketing stuff. So basically like what a lot of people are saying is like, this is almost like a power move of Activision. They're taking away even more autonomy from Blizzard.
Blizzard should have never sold out to Activision.
They really should not.
I know everyone says that, but my God, look at it now. You're just like,
yeah, no, yeah. They're a shadow of their former selves at this point.
We talked about it. I mean, we've talked about it on Wednesday that
pre-show.
Yeah, in the pre-show that like Blizzard hasn't made a, they haven't made a new game at all since Overwatch 2016. That's right. 3 years ago at this point. They haven't made a new Warcraft since the early 2000s, other than World of Warcraft. They haven't even they haven't made a new StarCraft since like 2009, 2010, sometime, same around time around Diablo. But all you keep getting are like ports and expansion packs, mm-hmm. but not new games.
Yeah. And in fairness, though, they are like the Warcraft one they're remaking.
Well, yeah, they're like, remaking three. They're not making four.
Right. But they're not remaking four. Three.
Yeah.
But it's not like just a port or anything. Like it's a full remake as opposed to just like what they
did. It's
do
not
with,
an HD version.
Yeah, which is what they did with StarCraft 1. They just brought us the HD version of it. So that's, I mean, that's at least kind of cool. But yeah, we're getting Diablo Immortal, which Blizzard's not even developing. They're just licensing
it. Don't you all have phones? Please?
I mean, yeah, like, don't get me wrong. Like, the idea of sitting on my phone and playing Diablo at work, really appealing. If it's going to actually be, you know, good. But
it's going to use controls. We have to touch your screen, and I hate that.
Right.
I absolutely despise
and that's,
that.
Yeah, that's going to be unfortunate. Hopefully you can, like, I don't know, get a Bluetooth remote or something going to like a Bluetooth controller.
So, yeah, it was very unfortunate. And anytime people lose their jobs, it's unfortunate. Like, 770 people now out of work. That sucks.
Yeah, no,
that sucks
blows.
So hard.
So, yeah, fucking Activision.
Yeah, but then I think Lindsay, you had a secondary nomination, which I don't think anyone else took it as deeply as I did. I took it real
You've
deep.
At least been to the event.
Yeah.
So,
very deep.
Back home where I grew up, I'm from Oil City, Pennsylvania, and the next town over pretty much is Franklin is the next biggest one. And every January, there's an event called Franklin on Ice, and it's in their big park area. There's a big fountain and walkways. It's a nice little like local park. And local businesses will donate money to have sculptures made and their names and stuff put by it. And the park just gets filled with ice sculptures, and there's artists that'll be there that day and actual sculpt stuff while stuff's going on. I think they do like a chili contest and some other stuff that way. Well, this was just this past weekend because my grandmother was telling me about the weather and that they were down at Franklin on Ice. And today I get on Facebook and one of my friends from high school has posted a picture of some smashed ice sculptures. So it hasn't even been a week yet. And some just local hoodlums decided to smash 10 of the sculptures.
And the worst part about that is that when they were smashing them, they were using gay and racist slurs and they wore MAGA hats.
Is any of that last part true?
Probably.
There wasn't an actual article with it. It was just
I mean, I don't have proof, but like this day and age,
they left the Stegosaur alone.
Well, because the Stegosaur is a staunch Republican.
God damn it.
He supports border control.
We can't blame the Republicans for
but
everything.
Like, usually when this event happens, like unless it gets a weird like heat spell, those sculptures are up for like the rest of the month.
Yeah. Right. So when last time we were there a couple years ago, and we went to the ice sculpture thing. It was very cool. I've never been to anything like that before. I'm a small town boy going nowhere.
And I mean
shit
Franklin's
like that just
not
does not
a,
happen in this area.
And Franklin's not a big town. It's kind of like a little bigger than Perryville.
It looked like those kind of the towns you see in movies during Christmas time where everything's like got decorations, there's snow on the ground.
Yes.
People are all out in the park.
Yeah, Franklin has a legit like main street that looks like what you'd see.
It was
like,
lovely
movies and stuff.
And the ice sculptures were really cool. I sat on my ice throne.
Yes,
you know it was a lot of fun. So yeah, man, I wish people weren't so shitty.
Yeah, that's one of those benefits of like those northeastern cities where it actually does get cold and snowy. Because
we would
icy.
Do like snow sculpture competitions at my college, like whenever there was like a big snow, like spring semester. They just take one of the fields and just say, hey, you want to participate? Build something.
Oh, we never had that. But once in journalism up here, John Musgrave, who is working, Allie, of all crazy things, he's working with Tom Harness and Kevin Huntsberger's cohort, Tom Harness. They're working together on films now.
Oh, that's
Which is very cool. But John Musgrave was my journalism teacher and my video production teacher, actually. And 1 year... Because we were terrible students. We were up in our own little spot on the campus, and we're outside playing in the snow, and he's trying to get us back in the class to teach. That is how friendly we were with our teacher, was we were out in the snow playing like children instead of sitting in class, and he was trying to get us back in like a father. So someone that was in the class locked the door so he couldn't get back in, and I ran up with a giant block of ice and like dropped it on his head. Yeah, it was mostly snow, but it was a little hard. Yeah, that was the most fun I've had with ice, baby.
Man. No, that's... None of my professors ever would have cared about that. Like, they could have looked out and seen us there like, oh.
Well. He paid already.
Exactly. You know, that's how it was at SEMO, where I went to college. Like, yeah, we already got your money. If you don't want to come, that's on you. You want to
stop here and play in the snow? Go for it.
Right.
Dumbass.
Exactly. That's on you. and they're like, ha, I'm skipping this class. Yeah, it's different when it's college versus high school.
Seriously.
High school, they cared because they had to have you in the class. College. Mm-hmm. I would feel so upset when my college professor would be like, you weren't in class yesterday. And I'd be like, and? What do you care? You got my money. I'll pass the class. Leave me alone.
Yeah, no, like I, you know, especially those small colleges, like that's one of the big benefits of going to like a community college or any kind of a small campus is that you have teachers that, you know, you really get that one-on-one relationship with, and like they do care about you.
Which is what they told me at the college, but I didn't listen. And then I wrote my article about how the teachers were all terrible because it wasn't a real college, and I got in a lot of trouble for that too. Got the journalism studio shut down, I heard.
Neat.
I am a legend there.
So. This one motherfucker, Shannon Young, came through.
Not
here.
A good legend. Bad legend.
He's so infamous, you'd say.
So you can take your pick of who you want the motherfuckers of the week to be. Local hoodlums or Activision Blizzard?
I mean, Activision can just have that title like in general. Like, motherfucker of the week, though, we can give it to the hoodlums.
It's like,
the sad part is the post that she shared
United States of America
was from someone else that admits that when they were younger they did stupid crap like that, and that even appalled them.
I got an email from Spotify.
Why?
It says Pentatonix sent you something special. It better be just for me.
It's probably not.
It will not be.
I am gonna sneeze.
Okay. Gesundheit. I mean, oh, he didn't do the chew.
And I gotta blow my nose.
He normally does do the chew.
Jesse, please take over for a moment.
All right, so what did we figure out what we were going to talk about tonight?
Stuff we like. Fictional couples.
Fictional couples. I mean, I'm...
Greatest?
Greatest love I've ever known.
I don't know this joke.
WWE.
Oh,
there's a
seven times last night, yeah, and Dalton hated every second of
it. Oh, that's why the Maria thing was shared in the group chat. Yeah.
Asa and I share several group chats with Dalton.
Yeah, I was confused why I was added into the Podzilla one, and then it was in the Nerd Up one.
Yeah,
and
yeah, Asa put it in the general, like the podcast chat, like the infamous podcast chat, the nerd chat. The Nerds for Hire chat.
The wrestling chat as well.
Asa shared that to at least, no fewer than 6 Facebook chats.
Jesus.
Yeah, Dalton apparently.
And I didn't understand it and I just ignored it.
So. Yeah, it's like.
I don't know whom, probably Asa shared it on our Facebook to try and get our listeners, our great listeners, to share it.
Yeah, because Dalton absolutely hates that couple. I don't know why.
He loves them.
Yeah, he hates what they did to them.
Oh.
So here's what you do, fans. It's not too late to send Dalton all your love. Find the Mike and Marie Kanellis theme song from WWE and post that to Dalton's wall tonight. Put an extra message on there that says, hey, fuck you. Give Dalton what he gives you.
You don't have to do the fuck you part. Like, the video alone accomplishes that.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't say the F word. All right, so we're talking about Valentine's Day. We're talking about the greatest.
Greatest?
No, don't do it again. I can't sing too much. Love. And I want to start off by saying, what is your favorite romantic movie of all time? And, of course, being Valentine's Day, I want to start with Jesse.
Why?
Lethal Weapon is not a good answer.
I've had like 3 dates on Valentine's Day and they all went poorly.
I didn't say Valentine's dates.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, so why would you pick me on Valentine's
Day? Okay, I thought you were just looking for another excuse to tell that goddamn shrimp story.
No, I wasn't going to tell that story. I don't want that story to be on the air.
That wasn't
anymore.
Even on Valentine's Day, was it?
It was on Valentine's Day.
Oh, it was?
Day. Yes, it was.
Tell us the story.
No, I'm not gonna.
If you want to hear the story, subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah, email me. no, the yeah, I don't know.
All right, I'll pass. Probably we'll come back to you. Oh wait, no, almost had an answer.
Do what?
Almost had an answer. What was it?
I love you, man. It counts.
I just spit everywhere. I guess technically, Allie, what's your favorite romantic movie?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ! I gotta stop springing this on you guys last minute.
Mm-hmm. It's fine. You're making us think on our toes.
Instead of on your knees. Anyway.
Well, okay. Probably.
Don't say Lilo and Stitch. Don't say Lilo and Stitch.
I wasn't going to.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall is a runner-up for me.
That had Kristen Bell in it.
It did. It also has Mila Kunis.
I never liked her. It's not even the attractive thing. I think she's very attractive. I just don't know why I never liked her. Maybe because I disliked her on That 70s Show.
Oh, that's fair.
Even though she was the only one on That 70s Show that was an actual teenager.
And also Jason Segel.
I like Jason Segel.
I fucking love Jason Segel.
He was in the Muppets.
He was. He movie. Wrote the Muppets movie.
Allie?
I'm going to go with Pretty in Pink.
Good choice.
Why are you staring at me?
I just want to know why.
Because I like it enough to own it, so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
What do you like about the film? Why do you like the romance in it? I know I didn't do this to Jesse, but Jesse talks more than you. Fair. Jesse talks more than you.
That's not fair. I'm just going to claim that is unfair of a question because you didn't ask him.
Because everyone loves Ducky.
My movie is about a bromance.
I said Lethal Weapon didn't count. I don't think that should count either then.
Well, I Love You, Man?
Yeah.
It's about a guy getting married to a woman. Like, that counts. He just needs to find a best man.
Lindsay, what about you? What's your favorite romantic movie?
It is a toss-up between While You Were Sleeping and Sleepless in Seattle.
Both good movies about sleep. Mine Lindsay's is American sleeping. Pie.
Fuck you.
Whoa!
Give me shit over I Love You, Man, and you bust out American Pie.
That boy loved that pie.
He really did. He really did.
Let's go back to Lindsay's first, and I'll give you my real answer. While You Were Sleeping is one of my all-time favorite romantic
movies.
I
love that movie.
I've said it before on the show, Hunter, if you're listening, that crush button out. Sandra Bullock, my all-time biggest crush was her in that movie. She made me want to be attractive to women. I'm still working on it. I'm thinking sometime around 60, I'm really going to hit my peak. Which is only like 20 years away.
You're not 40 yet.
Like, be 37 this year. But some dudes actually peak when they're older. Like, some of those guys look hotter, older than they were younger.
Hugh Laurie?
Yeah, because when he was young, he was just like a British.
Kind of weird looking.
Yeah, kind of gangly. Howard Stern.
Yeah. Crickets. I mean, he still looks weird.
Yeah.
Like, let's be fair.
Plus, with plastic surgery going where it's going, by the time I'm 60, I can look like I'm 20. So.
And then, I mean, you get some people, though, that just like never stop looking good. They just look different kinds of good.
Yeah.
Like John Hamm.
Michael Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
He's still a good looking guy. Fucking Timothy Dalton.
I haven't seen Timothy Dalton in years. I don't know what he looks like now.
I saw him not recently, probably about a year ago, year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, in a show on Showtime called Penny Dreadful that I know Hunter's watched before. And he is just still, like, he's a little grayer and a little old. He's in his 60s, maybe early, I think maybe even 70. And he looks just so handsome.
I mean, really all the Bonds. Like, Pierce Brosnan still looks good. Sean Connery. looked really good for a long time.
Yeah, Timothy Dalton is 72. So he was creeping up on 70 when he was in that show. And
what's Roger Moore looking like these days?
He passed away.
Oh, God.
Roger Moore passed away in 2017. So he's definitely lost some weight. Oh. Yeah, Lindsay's almost spinning.
I'm going to try that coffin diet out. See how that works out. Doing wonders for Roger Moore.
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah. It was that hard toss up between spitting water everywhere and choking.
Yeah.
I actually forgot he died. That's a little, I'm bummed again.
I think he's the only Bond actor that's passed away. Yeah. I think.
Yeah. I mean, just
other
the
than maybe
them,
George Lazenby. I don't know about George Lazenby.
Oh, I forgot. I always forget Lazenby was a Bond.
Look that up.
I don't know why, but that one in particular, I forget about all the time.
No, George Lazenby is still alive.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, because Lazenby was like the worst Bond, wasn't he?
He was only in one, and it was like the weird offshoot, or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, he was in one, on Her Majesty's Secret Service. That may have been the only one he was going in. Yeah.
I was about to say, Cody's probably just going to, like, Cody's probably freaking out right now.
He's
like,
bashing
guys,
his head into
no,
the...
No, what he's doing is typing in the group chat, like, you dumb fucks. And I'm like, Cody, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm not that into Bond. I've seen all of them.
Yeah, it's just Lazenby is still alive. Dalton's still alive. Roger Moore passed away. Pierce Brosnan's alive. Sean Connery's alive. Daniel Craig's alive. So, yeah.
Yep.
Of course, Sean Connery is creeping up on 80-something now. Yeah. He's almost 90. So...
Yeah, he's been up there for a while.
And I know this sounds mean, but you can't help but know that he's probably punching his clock pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, you don't make it like far past 90.
Generally
speaking.
Unless you like are one of those...
immortals?
like the Guinness Book of Records people.
Yeah.
My favorite romantic movie of all time, Lindsay, you know what it is? You take a guess?
Didn't you just say it was one of Lindsay's?
Are you going to say Tombstone?
God damn it.
I wasn't. I am now.
It's not a romance movie.
Because Doc Holliday loved Wyatt Earp.
That is an epic bromance.
Should I know what it is?
I think you should. It's two, but I'm going to pick one of the two. Allie, you want to take a crack at it? You want to go for the steal?
Does it have Bill Murray in it?
No.
Okay.
Are you going to say Ghostbusters?
I mean, I want to say like Phantom of the Opera or Moulin Rouge.
No, I like Groundhog Day.
Just pick both of them.
Those are the two. What was the other one?
Phantom of the Opera and Moulin Rouge. But if I had to pick one, it's Moulin Rouge. Ooh. You know why? She dies in the end.
Because it makes you cry every time.
Because that's the best way to end the story is that him alone at his typewriter typing up this love story. Super fucking sad. And if you've never seen Moulin Rouge,
it's so good.
I'm sorry. I just ruined the ending for you.
It's been out for a while.
It's been out since the 90s, I'm pretty sure.
It's supposed to be getting a Broadway adaptation, finally, all these years later.
Striking while the iron's hot, clearly.
La La Land.
I've heard it's good.
Never
it was
seen
fantastic.
It.
I mean, it has Emma Stone in it, so I was going to watch it. And I actually do like musicals, so.
I love musicals.
Yeah, I think you should watch La La Land. It was pretty good. You know I enjoyed what? It quite a bit.
Maybe I will.
Yeah. Yeah, make that happen. Because it's got Emma Stone and super pretty guy. What is his name?
Ryan Gosling.
Yes. I know like super pretty guy doesn't help, but Ryan Gosling he's a level above.
Ryan Gosling is who I would look like if I could look like anybody. It's a toss up between like him and like John Hamm. Like those guys that are super handsome, but they're also a little rugged. Not like Harry Styles or Harry Potter or whatever his name is.
Harry Styles.
Soy Boys.
No, I wouldn't say that Gosling is rugged in any way.
He can't
be. He is just pretty.
No, pretty is Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
Cillian Murphy is pretty.
Yeah.
I remember seeing him in, what was the movie we saw him in? We were like, oh my God, she's beautiful. Was it Batman? It may have been Batman.
Because he was Scarecrow. He was Scarecrow. Not? Yeah.
My
favorite part of that movie, by the way.
That's Ace's favorite part, too. He likes Scarecrow a lot, though.
Scarecrow was awesome.
But yeah, I know. Like, yeah, Ryan Gosling is just that's an attractive man.
You know, it's Valentine's Day. Let's play our favorite game of who would you bang?
Well, okay.
Now, we already know who Allie's answer. Allie's hardcore. She needs more than one.
Why are we playing
so
this game?
So you can let her have two.
So she could have Clint Eastwood and his son.
Ooh.
No.
Have you seen his son?
No, I haven't.
His son is handsome.
Yeah, I was about to say, he's a more handsome Clint.
He really is. he was in Suicide Squad.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was the army guy, the friend of Captain Exposition. What was his name? Rick Flagg. Yeah.
Captain Exposition.
No, that's about right.
I still haven't watched it, so I don't know anything.
She still hasn't seen Suicide Squad or Ant-Man.
Oh, Ant-Man's really good, though.
I was being real pissy when that one came out. Fair so
enough. You want to borrow it? I got it.
Yes.
Is it on Netflix? No, it's not.
It's not.
Ant-Man and the Wasp is. You know, they only have like the most recent four Marvel movies on Netflix at any one time.
That's weird. Looks like they're all switching over to the new Disney thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they've had it that way for a while now, where it's just like the most recent four Marvel movies. But yeah, no, I've got it on Blu-ray. I'll lend it to you.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah, it's fantastic. I love that movie. Like, way better than I thought it was going to be.
That's really all I have.
Because I really don't want to watch the other one until I've seen the first one, you know.
No, yeah, that's entirely fair. And stuff. The other one is like Ant-Man and the Wasp is also just incredible.
It's got Michael Douglas.
Really enjoyed that movie. Yeah, it does. And so what were we doing? Who are we banging?
Oh, God. Are we back to that?
How about we skip ahead and go favorite cartoon couple?
I mean, that could relate.
Cartoon couple.
They could go together. Like, which who's your favorite cartoon girl that you want to bang?
Well, all right.
God damn it. Why am I here?
Why are any of us here?
Favorite cartoon couple. Go for it. Sure.
Start on first?
Starting with you, cartoon
is
girl.
Is it not blatantly obvious?
I know.
It's Sailor Moon Keith and Tuxedo Mask. Well, for one, it's Clance, but no.
Clance!
That is the guy. Did I tell you how I found out about Clance?
No!
So I had Lindsay for Secret Santa. And I knew.
Tell her.
No. Wow.
And I
he's
knew.
Already told us this story before. Yeah. At least he told me the story.
Yeah, definitely told Lindsay.
I thought it was funny.
Because I had a
little more graphic than it needed to be.
Yeah, and I knew Lance was her favorite
paladin.
So I was trying to find something like kind of neat. It was a little unfortunate that we drew names as late as we did. So I didn't have enough time to order anything like kind of unique. Because I know Lindsay, similar to the rest of us at this table, when we see something cool,
we just buy it.
Yeah. So I was trying to find something kind of unique. And so I was looking through like Etsy and some of those other shops for like some cool, like unique shit with Lance. And I found out the internet has paired Lance and Keith.
Yeah, I'm seeing it right now.
There was I could have bought Lindsay a pen with full like anal penetration.
I don't need that, thank you.
Wait, with full anal penetration?
Yeah.
There are some hardcore fans out there.
So I was sitting there like scrolling through stuff and I would see like adorable little pins, you know, like it was all the paladins, they'd all be chibi and adorable and shit.
And then
like I'd scroll down a little bit more and I'd see Clance. I'm like, oh,
you're gonna get put on a list.
Well, I think when Lindsay got her new computer one year, I was setting it up for her and I
yes! No, you put a picture of Nagisa and Rey from Free going at it on my wallpaper.
And I think that was also, wasn't that also hardcore anal?
Yes, it was.
So then I left. Because
I came home from work and I'm like, what is this?
I just heard that shriek and then the door shut.
She thought she got another one of them viruses.
I'll be back in a minute. My favorite cartoon romance would have to be Bugs Bunny when he's dressed up as the opera woman.
Motherfucker.
And
what's opera doc?
Yeah, and Elmer Fudd.
God damn it. Or anybody that he was trying to evade.
He was trying to bang so many people. I mean, evade, fuck.
No, you're right the first time. At least a little bit.
I really don't. I don't have a favorite cartoon couple, I guess.
Marge and Homer?
No, 30 seasons later. Maybe Fry and Leela.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a real good one.
That was a pretty sweet one.
Especially the series finale.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Lots of parts of the series when that would happen.
Yeah, no, like after it got renewed like the second time. When they were actually like a couple.
Yeah.
It was delightful.
Yeah, I said probably Fry and Leela because I was pulling for them the entire time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know? If not them, maybe not Hank and Peggy. He deserves so much better.
He does.
Than Peggy fucking Hill.
Fuck a Peggy Hill.
Maybe Dale and Nancy.
God damn it. No, they deserve each other. You're right.
Allie, what about you? What's your favorite cartoon romance? Ash and Pikachu? Ash and Ditto, if you know what I mean?
No.
Ditto, look like Pikachu.
I was about to say, he had Misty over there with them shorty shorts just bending over all the time.
Oh, he didn't even notice.
He didn't even notice. Not once.
He paid attention to Serena.
Oh, that's right. They did kind of, like, I remember hearing about that on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually the one companion he almost kissed, my understanding.
Oh, God, how scandalous.
Scandalous.
I'm looking up Serena. Is she cuter than?
Yeah.
Is she cuter than?
I mean, you're probably going to, Misty is more of a tomboy. She's more of a girly girl.
Yeah, Misty's definitely better. This girl, I wouldn't even put this girl. I wouldn't even bang this girl. Like, she'd be a 4 out of 10 on my list.
All right, easy, Chief.
How old is she? I wouldn't touch her.
I have no idea.
I'd never touch her.
She's probably 13, so. But it's anime. You never really know. No. She could be 300.
Now, 300. Now, Misty, on the other hand, She's got it going on. Allie, you never answered the question because we got really weird.
Yes, and also the only ones I can think about are all the ones that you've already said because I thought about them after you said them.
Surely you can tell the story about how your cat hates Fry.
My cat does hate Fry. For some reason, she keeps taking off his head.
Knew there's something wrong with that cat.
Or she really likes Fry.
And doesn't know how to express herself.
Well, biting.
Yeah.
Biting works. Jesse, what about you? What's your favorite cartoon couple? Did you already answer?
No. I don't know. There's quite a few. But I would probably say Aang and Katara from Avatar The Last Airbender.
Aang is the bald one.
Yes.
Okay. Is Katara bald?
No.
No.
Thank God.
No. She was a waterbender.
I was going to say she's the water one, right? Yeah. Not that I've watched it.
You should.
I know.
So good.
What about video games?
Video games.
That's one's a little harder.
Not for me.
You start and we'll come back.
My favorite romance in video games will always be, and it's probably not the best one, but Squall and Rinoa from Final Fantasy VIII, because they built that game around their romance, basically, you know? And I still think Final Fantasy IX was sweeter, because Final Fantasy IX, at the end, I cried. I legitimately cried. But they never really said that they were in love in IX, mm-hmm. between Garnet and Zidane, so you kind of had to guess, if I remember correctly. They, like, hugged, but that was it. But you knew Squall and Rinoa were a thing at the end of it. It was just really cool. It was really sweet. And there's a big theory that Squall was dead the entire time, that he died at the end of the first mm-hmm. disc, and the rest of the game was just like his dying hallucination.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like that one. Allie, what about you?
A video game?
Yeah.
I
already know who it is.
Who?
Well, I can't say it because you might say it.
Okay, the only one I can think of is Meat Boy and Bandage Girl.
That's what I was thinking.
Meat Boy and Bandage Girl.
The evil Dr. Fetus steals away Bandage Girl, and you have to stop him.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he's made of meat. He's just a square block of meat. Linsigans.
This one's tough for me.
Yeah, because you don't play a lot of video games.
I really don't. I mean, I could be a dweeb and, like, take one of my, like, reverse harem games and just pick my favorite couple from them.
What the hell is a reverse harem
like
games?
Uchino one Prinsuma girl with a whole bunch of guys. And oh. Host Club and Skip oh, okay. Beat's got a game and Brothers Conflict.
Oh, that's fine.
And all
which
those
one?
Games that I can't play because they're in Japanese.
Well, what about the games that you do play? Like, you play a lot of those visual novels.
Yeah, I haven't been playing them in a while, though, because they're on my tablet, and I think my tablet got a virus.
That's because of all that broken English.
Well, the ones by Cybird aren't broken. They actually do a good job.
I can't make fun of her because I actually played one of the first PC games I ever downloaded illegally was a game called Season of the Sakura, which was a straight up, like, I didn't know what it was, and I'm playing it. It was like a dating simulator that immediately went into hardcore sex whenever you, because you romance the girls, and it was all this, like, all the girls were modeled after anime characters. So, like, one was, who was it? Asuka. Asuka in Evangelion. And Rey from Evangelion, and there was some from, like, Ray Earth and stuff like that. And I was big into anime at the time, so, yeah, I downloaded it, and I played it, and then it was like, you know, kiss her, and you kiss her, and then the next scene was just like, you know. So, I can't make fun of you. And I did beat the game.
That's fine.
Game wasn't the only thing I beat.
I get it.
You get it?
I get it. Get it.
You never answered the question. I'm too distracted.
Hold on. Let me try and think of her name real quick. Because I don't really play... No, it's definitely not Cortana. I don't really play a lot of games that have romantic subplots to them.
You all man.
You
don't have time for love.
Honestly, it's mostly because I mostly play multiplayer games.
I just
games.
Play puzzle games, and there's not stuff in those.
Yeah, pretty much just RPGs and Meat Boy.
Because... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is her name. All right, cool. It would probably be between Lynn and Hector from the first Fire Emblem game in the U.S., which is Fire Emblem 7, I think.
On the Game Boy?
The Game Boy Advance, yeah.
Yeah.
And then either that or Commander Shepard and Liara Saoni from Mass Effect 1.
Was she the blue girl?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was who I had chosen for my... romantic interest in Mass Effect 1. Then I accidentally cheated on her in Mass Effect 2.
You son of a bitch.
No, seriously. Like, I thought I was just being polite, and then suddenly, like, music starts playing, Shepard's in his room, and I've got Miranda.
Were you going, like, I don't want this. I don't want this. Yeah.
No, I almost turned off my system, like, straight up. Because, like, I was sitting there, like, music and shit started playing, like, he's in his room, like, uh-oh. And then I think it was Miranda, one of the, like, she was a new character in Mass Effect 2. She comes walking through the door, I'm like, uh-oh. Because Liara's not in Mass Effect 2 as a like, she can't join your squad or anything. Like, she's she gets a couple of like missions in DLC and whatnot, but yeah, I wasn't able to continue that romance subplot from Mass Effect 1. And like I said, I thought I was just being polite, and then here
oh,
she
oh you were being polite.
I was being very polite,
extremely polite.
So then I was like, well, this happened. Because I wanted to play through, like, I did that with Mass Effect 1 and Mass Effect 2. Like, I just wanted to play through making my natural decisions and see where it got me. And then, you know, I would replay, like, getting, you know, the outcomes that I wanted. And, yeah, that's just kind of how that went. So I was like, well, guess I'm cheating on Liara. But, you know, she doesn't want to be on my ship, so fuck her.
Yeah, Miranda was hotter anyway.
Oh, yeah, but Liara was blue.
Yeah, Miranda had hair.
Liara kind of had hair.
Hmm.
There were some, like, tentacles or something like that. They weren't tentacles.
I feel like we're going into weird stuff again.
We could.
Yeah. We could talk about the Twi'leks from Star Wars. We always had discussions, like, are they sexy? Because clearly from the neck down, of course, but because they're just attractive.
You got the,
but
they
got
really
those
fleshy.
Two fleshy Tedrasils or Teldrasils or whatever they're called. I forget what they're actually called.
Yeah, because there's a word for them, but I also forget what they're... Yeah. Something like that. I'm pretty sure that's right.
And I know personally, as a man, I could not be with anything that had no hair and had two, you know, appendages hanging off of its head like that.
I'd take a swing at it.
I just couldn't. I just couldn't get over that fact.
The first time you get, like, hit in the face with one, like, why are you going at it? Like,
and of course, you can be behind one and you're grabbed onto him like a Harley, you know, like you're riding a motorcycle. But I want to address the question to the ladies. Could you be with a guy that had those on his head? Because there are male Twi'leks.
Probably not.
Fortuna.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
A little weird.
Yeah, a little bit.
The male Twi'leks, though, look very different.
They're not attractive.
No, because it's supposed to be like the female Twi'leks are supposed to be the most attractive being in the universe.
Yeah, minus the head.
Even the head. Like, apparently in the Star Wars universe, they're all cool with that. But the males, like, because I think there's two different types of Twi'lek male, and they're both hideous.
I just remember Bib Fortuna, and he was not an attractive man.
No, they all look bad.
Yeah.
Because they only have one of the Leku, and... most of the time anyway, and they kind of like wrap around, and it's weird. It's weird looking.
Oh, well, that's enough about love, because I don't have anything else to talk about. Let's talk about Nintendo instead.
What you really wanted to talk about.
Because I'm not going to get to talk about it on Sunday, so let's talk about it now. Nintendo Direct had their Direct yesterday.
Yes. And it was a phenomenal Nintendo
Direct. It was
Direct.
So exciting. Yeah, I assume you're going to talk about it on Nerd Up.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to talk about it here, or do you want to save it for Nerd Up?
Maybe we can talk about it a little bit.
All right. By a little bit, we have 16 minutes to fill.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Like, because I can't think of another round table for us to do.
That's going
to
talk so much more about the Nintendo Direct than you actually wanted to talk about. We've already done... All right, so every time we do a Valentine's Day show, I try to think of something, like, that's with the holiday.
In fairness, like, this is the first Valentine's Day show that I can remember doing.
Well, no, you did. You were here for one because it was that year that Matt Sin was here. It was a Mr. 100 5-star because you came on the show and told the shrimp story.
Oh.
So you've been at least one because that was a day everyone was just like pissy and nobody wanted to do it. And I'm like, what's fucking holiday? Like, we need to have specialties when we have holidays. Let's talk about romance. But nobody wanted to talk about romance.
Because remember we had there was one Valentine's Day where we all had a snow day. Like there was the really bad snow. Like I was off work. Like this was like the studio was closed.
Yeah, Allie, you remember that day?
Yes, I do.
And then there was
because that was the day that Allie and I came in to spend Valentine's Day together, and you and Dalton were here playing games.
And Mandy,
yeah. Oh, was Mandy here?
Yeah, Mandy was here.
Was it? Did Mandy leave though?
She ended up leaving because she got pissed off before me and Dalton did.
Was she here when we were there?
Yes.
No.
I don't remember Mandy being here.
Yes. She was.
She was
here for like 30 minutes.
Because we got back from...
You guys were here for like 4 hours.
Because we got back from Hastings. We had been there all morning. And then we went and got lunch, got back from Hastings. And you guys were here. And she hung out for about an hour and a half.
To be fair.
And then we hung out for about another hour.
To be fair, we didn't do anything but watch a movie. We were peaceful. It's just we were irritated. Everybody was irritated. That was just a bad day.
Because you guys were openly and vocally irritated.
Yes. And then you said something that will stick with me forever.
Oh, yeah. That was on Facebook later that night.
Yes. There have been plenty of times where, like, Jesse and I specifically, I think, and, like, me and Asa sometimes, definitely me and Dalton, because Dalton used to get so pissed at me for stuff. But there are sometimes Jesse and I will say something to each other that will really, like, irk the other person. And I think we do it on purpose. But we always make up. Like, we're always friends again. And in this particular instance, Jesse told me, you know, $50 will get you a hotel room. And I went, oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, because, I think you had started that. Okay, no,
I started it. Because I'm a shitty person.
Because I remember it was like, I posted something about a puzzle. Like, I put together a puzzle when I went home that night. And I remember posting that because I had done the outside edges first. Because I thought it was so strange that you guys didn't. and there's still pieces of that puzzle back behind.
Yeah, that puzzle ain't never getting done.
Because it's a difficult puzzle.
It's fair. You know, I just remember that. So I had a puzzle that I needed to do. So I got home. You guys put me in the mood to do a puzzle. And I posted the outside border to Facebook. Like, this is how you start a puzzle. And then, like, yeah, we had like, I guess, made up on that Facebook post. And then you did some, like...
I probably took a pot shot at you.
Yeah, there was like it was one of those like backhanded apologies or something. And then I was like, oh, because I was also like Valentine's Day in general for me. Like, I never have a good Valentine's Day. I have never had a good Valentine's Day.
I've had good Valentine's Days, but I know this sounds terrible. But as you get older, Valentine's Day starts to mean less and less because it's one of those things that like. You no longer feel required on one day to like go out of your way to tell someone you love them.
So you shouldn't just do it on one day?
You shouldn't just do it on one day, right. And like Valentine's Day legitimately is just a fucking, it's a holiday created by companies to sell you things.
Right. And I mean, yeah, like it's a Hallmark holiday. Last several years.
And yet
like,
if you miss Valentine's Day, they will hold it against you even a year later. Even though they nod their head when you say it's just a thing to sell things to you.
Like, the last several years, like, I haven't let it bother me at all. But, like, in general, though, like, even including those years, I have not had a good Valentine's Day. I've either treated it as another day or it's been just awful.
What I hate about Valentine's Day the most is, and I think I actually put this in one of my posts from a couple years ago, but I said that, you know, Valentine's Day is like, it's a tale of two days. Either you're with someone and it's the greatest day ever and you love that person so much, or you're single and you spend all your time going, you don't need anybody, fuck this day, it's terrible. Like, there's no middle ground. There's nobody that's just like, eh, it's Valentine's Day, whatever. Hey, glad you're in a relationship. And I'm not, but that's fine. You know, everybody's pissy about it. Or they're too happy. Like... Either you're super upset about it or you're too happy. There needs to be a middle ground.
I mean, like, I feel like I just ignore it. Like, today, Valentine's Day was just a day.
But if...
It's Thursday.
Yeah, it was Thursday.
But if you were ever in a, like, long-term serious relationship, you would see it differently.
Probably.
Hopefully not. Because I don't get into holidays like I used to, just in general.
I don't either.
No. Yeah, I've never had a girlfriend on Valentine's Day. I've dated girls on Valentine's Day.
I have not had a girlfriend on Valentine's Day in like 15 years.
Is it you have not been single on Valentine's Day? Okay.
Yet I'm always single. How does that work?
Huh.
Shannon has Schrodinger's relationship. it both is and isn't at the same time.
That's awesome.
What are you showing him?
Funko put out a patinaed. Stanley.
What
figure.
Does patina mean?
It's aged, like rusted and
tarnished, I think is the word for that specific kind of patina.
It's cool looking.
It is really cool looking, but there's something ghoulish about selling something about somebody after they're dead, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
Unless the money's going to like his estate.
Yeah.
That's his estate.
How about a Hello Kitty Kiss figure?
That's much better. But it's like when
that's awesome.
When 9/11 happened and everybody started selling, you know, merchandise geared towards like patriotism and 9/11 and never forget the towers and stuff like that. But none of the money was going to the first responders and stuff like that. People were just making money on it. Like, that's so scummy to me.
There was stuff going on that was doing that. I remember, because when that happened, I was in 7th grade. And I remember the next year, like on the anniversary, I was in honor choir, and we put together like a super special like performance that we sold tickets to, and all of the tickets for this performance went toward like emergency first responders, I think, or something. Like, there was a charity going along those lines, and yeah, all the ticket sales went towards that. So I mean. Some stuff.
Yeah, some stuff was. I mean, it wasn't everybody. But there were definitely scummy people that...
There were absolutely people capitalizing on the tragedy.
Trying to make a buck on human tragedy is terrible.
Yay, capitalism.
But they say socialism's worse.
Is it?
They say. They also say that I'm Two-Faced Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
We got about 10 minutes left here on the show, guys. And my brain isn't quite working correctly because I'm just so cloudy. So I'm going to turn it over to Lindsay from this point.
We didn't even start talking about Nintendo.
Well, I felt bad about it because I'm like, oh, I really don't want to take up 20 minutes talking to Jesse about it because I know he's going to want to talk about it on Nerd Up. And you have such a tightly allocated show on Sundays that you might only be able to fit 7-8 minutes of talk in. And if we're stretching this out 20 minutes on this show, you're just going to be repeating the same things. And, you know, I didn't want to do that to you. I don't want to cock block you.
I mean, I plan on devoting at least 15 minutes to the direct because it was short. Like, it was only 30 minutes, but it was probably the most dense Nintendo Direct we've gotten in a while.
I will say this about it. It was – there's more games coming out in that Direct than I think I've ever been excited any one time for the Switch. There's so much stuff that's coming out that I'm excited about.
This was like E3 level of like announcement and showing stuff off.
Including stuff that went out that day. I bought Final Fantasy IX on Switch because of course I would. I downloaded Tetris 99 because, you know, whatever. And it was fun. I played it last night. It was a lot of fun.
Damn.
I downloaded the Yoshi demo because I know Lindsay and Allie both want to try that out. I think Lindsay wants to try that out.
They both have their own Switches. Why did you download it?
Because I'm lazy.
Because she's lazy. They're both lazy.
That's fair.
Daemon X Machina.
I do want to try that. It looks like just anime anthem. I do want to try.
Did you hear, by the way, we talked about it on the show last night, and you may have talked about it on Sunday, that Booker T is suing EA over is suing Activision over Call of Duty Black Ops.
For what?
They said that they used his likeness for the Prophet character.
His comic book,
his comic book, G.I. Bro, but that character is Booker T. So,
yeah, no, not even a little bit.
That's what I said.
Like the Prophet, like, is Booker T racist? Like, do all black people look the same to Booker T? Or is he hoping that like nobody?
He's
will
hoping
notice?
That they'll be racist and right. Go like, well, he's right. He does look the same. Yeah. They both have noses.
There'll just be a bunch of them. Like, I can't tell.
there's one of the black guy on the jury going, really, really.
So basically, like, yeah, Booker T's just hoping for that settlement.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, well, I don't want to take this to court, so.
I'm pretty sure he should have looked at the news yesterday, or maybe 2 days ago, when Activision just fired 800 people and go, like, you're probably not getting any money out of them. If you go by their offices, they're going to turn the lights out, and they're all going to hit the floor.
Just another office that was laid off.
Just tell them we're not there anymore. So the Nintendo Direct, I do want to mention real quick, because we're almost out of time. Mario Maker 2 was announced, and Woo-hoo! It is the best thing in the world. I cannot wait for it. June 2019, they added slopes, which is something everybody wanted.
Mm-hmm.
They added Mario 3D World graphics, which is really cool.
They added a ton of different kinds of like building stuff, like a lot of new stuff.
And the backgrounds are different. Mm-hmm. One thing I'm really critical of the last game was like if you made a above ground level in Mario 1-3 style, whatever, it was always the same background for every game. You know, there was the background for Mario 1, 2, and 3, or 3 in World. In this one, it looks like there are different backgrounds that you can pick, I think, because they showed one in the new Super Mario Brothers that was snow. Instead of just the normal green background, it was a snow level.
Ooh.
So, I can't wait. I'm so excited about it. And other than that, Lindsay's showing Jesse something else.
Because you're not going to have any interest in it.
Why? I might. Show it to me. Is it Voltron?
No, it's not Voltron.
It's so much better. This is coming from somebody that likes Voltron a lot.
Actually, I did see that earlier. So Lindsay's showing me a headline. Nickelodeon is reviving apparently all that with Kenan Thompson. And my first question was like, oh, he's not leaving SNL, is he?
No, he's not.
Because I would much rather watch SNL.
I know. Well, what their plan is to use the old cast members to introduce in new cast members and mix old skits with new skits.
Oh.
I'm slightly less excited now.
Psych's coming out with another movie.
Yeah, I know. You tagged me on it.
Who's coming out with another movie?
Psych.
I still haven't seen the first Psych movie.
That's pretty good.
Which is weird. Like, I love Psych. I didn't know there was a movie until we talked about it on a show a while back.
John Cena's in it. Mm-hmm. But blink and you'll miss him.
It's more like Charlotte's in it. You'll blink and you'll miss her.
Charlotte's definitely in it, yeah. I'm more excited about
apparently it. Those guys are huge wrestling fans.
Well, yeah, I think they were one of them or both of them were on Raw once as the guest host. I forget which one. And they've had wrestling guest stars on there before.
The Big Show played Bigfoot.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like the actual Bigfoot or a guy named Bigfoot?
No, he was a guy that they thought was Bigfoot, but he was just actually living in the woods.
When you're sick, by the way, time ticks away so slowly.
Or really quickly.
I'm looking at
the
number.
We can make an exception and wrap it up a little early.
No, we did that last week. I'm staying, because I had to go to Best Buy. Staying until an hour. I will stall until an hour's up.
I mean, we didn't really need to stall. There's still Nintendo stuff we could talk about.
No, that's over now. I want to talk about
Fire Emblem Three Houses. Got some more information about that.
I've never played a Fire Emblem game.
It looks good. It looks good.
I love them.
It's a rock, paper, scissor game, basically.
I know.
It's a tactics rock, paper, scissor game. What I like about this one is that you can teach a school and they're your students. You're sending them out to battle. That's just very cool. Instead of the normal, like, you're the ultra hero, here's your kingdom, you know? But it'll probably turn into that eventually.
Because they definitely have what appears to be some more micromanaging stuff to it with that, which is kind of neat.
It worked for Red Dead?
Yeah, it did. I don't know how much I'm going to actually like all the micromanaging stuff, but at the same time, I might love it. It just kind of depends because I found my, like, on extra playthroughs I've done of past Fire Emblem games, I spent a lot of time just on the little, like, micromanagey stuff, mostly, pairing up couples, because that's something you can do in Fire Emblem and, in Awakening and Fates, like, they had kids.
Yeah, they did.
So if you paired up a couple and got them married, they had their whole, like, they did their wedding and everything, and then you had to go and complete a mission to recruit their child that aged really quickly for reasons.
But your character did not?
No, well, it's either, like, in Awakening, they came from the future, and Fates, they went to a world where time went faster.
That's weird, but okay, at least they explained it.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's a shaky explanation, but, you know, it's an explanation. Basically, they're in times of war, so they put them in this peaceful alternate world where time goes way faster.
They also are going to release more content for Starlink, which is very exciting because I need to play that game more. I very much enjoy that game, but I was afraid that with toys to games being such a dead concept now that they were never going to do anything with it. And like, it's weird. I didn't want to play through the game and get attached to my characters and then never do anything with them again because there's nothing outside of the storyline. There's no like free roam or anything.
Right.
But they are bringing more content based around Star Fox. It's basically a Star Fox expansion, which is incredible.
Yeah,
very, very cool.
You get to do a lot more stuff. Is like they're adding the other three main pilots from Star Fox.
Yeah, you get to play a Slippy, Falco, and the other one,
Pepe.
Is it Pepe?
Pepe.
Pepe or Pepe?
Pepe.
How you spell it?
Peppy. Or is it Pepper? Might be Pepper.
I'm gonna look it up because Pepe doesn't sound
it's
right.
It's not Pepe. It's Pepe. Like Peppy. It's either that or Pepper. Like I know it's the rabbit.
Just call him the rabbit.
I think it's Pepper Hare.
It's a bunny.
Peppy.
It is Peppy?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Peppy Hare.
Yeah.
Old Bucktooth McGee.
Because I remember, I think that's the only game where like he's changed. Because in one game you played with like Peppy's father, who's also named Peppy. And yeah. But Slippy, Falco, and Fox have always been have been the same through all the games.
So what are you most excited coming out of it?
Probably Fire Emblem. But I mean, there's so much in there that was actually really good. Platinum Games is working on a new one. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 looks disgustingly good.
Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. Yeah. A Castlevania fix. Yoshi's Woolly World. Or Crafting World or something like that.
Yeah, Crafting World.
You didn't like that?
I mean, like, that's just not like my kind of game. Not for you. So.
What about Link's Awakening?
Oh, yeah. Link's Awakening.
And like,
Oh my God, I want that game so bad.
I hate to say this about a Legend of Zelda game, but when I saw it, I was like, it's so cute.
I mean, it is.
I really
like the art style a lot.
A lot of people are comparing it to like the old Christmas movies.
Yeah. Rankin Bass type stuff.
Mm-hmm. It looks adorable. And Link's Awakening is a super fun game.
It is. It's one of the hot sellers for the original Game Boy. Mm-hmm. You know? We also had, what's the other big ones? I didn't really prepare for this. Most of it was just Mario Maker 2.
I mean, I've got it all written down for the show. Like, I can check the notes
real quick. We're at 60 minutes.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know what? Save it for Sunday. There's your hook.
Find out more about this Nintendo Direct
on
Sunday.
Find out more from the gang on Sunday.
And it'll be posted like mid-afternoon because we're doing a morning show on Sunday.
Elimination Chamber that night.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
Apparently there's a pay-per-view already.
I know, right?
It was like a month ago, I feel like, was Rumble.
It was a month ago. They have a monthly.
they stopped doing the monthly.
No?
No, because before they would sometimes have them twice a month.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
I thought
Brand
they had stopped.
Split.
Well, Lindsay hurt herself.
Because I thought they had stopped doing the monthly.
No. They still get their monthlies.
They stopped doing the twice a month.
Fuck.
All right, so with that little nugget of knowledge, we're going to head out of here. We'll see you guys on Sunday for the Nerds Up. That's with Jesse Kimball, Dalton Anthony, maybe, Asa Gray probably, and Mandy?
I have no idea who's going to be on Sunday morning.
Sweet.
It could be all three of those people. It could just be me and Lindsay somehow. I don't know. I never know.
Well,
I
mean, we have Beauty and the Beast to go watch, so.
Is that still going?
Yeah, it's the last weekend.
You guys can go at noon.
We did for the last show.
I know.
Yeah, right. And there were more bratty kids at it.
It's Disney!
Yes, but the first ones we went earlier and the kids behaved themselves.
I didn't have problems with the kids at the last show.
They were obnoxious.
Everybody's obnoxious. Everybody's obnoxious. All right, fuck you guys. We're out of here. No, not fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. No, you can't see what I'm pointing at, so
bye.
It doesn't work. Bye, guys. Podzilla1985.com. Go listen to other episodes, better episodes. Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. For $1, you can listen to the pre-shows, which are always better.
If you think...
They're bite-sized editions of us, basically.
I was about to say, if you think that the Thursday show is raunchy, boy.
And we're not even that bad in real life. I don't know what it is about you people that draws it out of us.
What do you mean, you people?
And then Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. Interact with us.
We
love it. We love you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. Even though I'm sick, I'm so sorry. I'll try to be better next week. Really let you guys down this week. See you on Sunday. Later.